Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Let's get you some extra money, Kid Nation. It's time to play Beat the Bank Extreme. That phone number you need to call us is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5KID.
Looking for caller number 11 to play this round of Beat the Bank Extreme. Now, don't you worry if you don't get in. We'll play again an hour from now.
All right.
You just have to remember the password we give you. And also, another Beat the Bank news. We did find the $10,000 vault yesterday. And Heather ended up taking all the money home.
Yes, yeah,
she held out and got that $10,000. But we still have some vaults with $1,000 left in them.
Go, so Heather.
You could still win a lot of money. Don't you worry about that. I got some new music headed your way, but real quick, I love finding out things that I did not know.
Okay.
And I found out that, have you ever accidentally taken a, you know, you grab the milk out of the fridge, you open it up, take a swig, and it's expired?
Yeah. Mm.
And it tastes awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just thinking to yourself, how much longer do I have, you know, before?
To live?
Yeah, basically, before I get super sick.
Yeah.
But according to this article I was reading from Family Circle magazine, you won't get sick from sour milk.
Okay.
No. It just tastes terrible.
It just tastes awful, but it's not going to make you sick. Your stomach's not going to release things.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay. It's just the taste goes off the cliff after.
I had a moment in college. Yeah. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is before I was lactose intolerant. I was craving chocolate milk, which was an odd craving for me, and I went with friends to the store, the gas station, and got it and went outside, and I just peeled it open and started chugging it, and it was like 3 weeks.
Oh, it was
the worst thing I've ever swallowed. Oh my God. Yeah, I threw up everywhere.
The sour milk.
But I didn't get sick.
The same as curds of whey.
I don't know.
I know my grandmother used to drink clabbered milk.
Clabbered
milk?
What is that?
The same. I think it's when milk starts to get to the point where it has like a chunky consistency.
Okay.
And there had to be a reason she did it. Because, you know, old country people, they had reasons for doing everything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there was a reason.
My wife says that her great-grandfather used to like to leave the milk out.
Yeah.
To get warm.
To get just spoiled. I guess he liked it that way.
Did you ever eat the clotted cream when we were in London? It's a big thing to put on bread and stuff. It was so weird and good.
I saw it.
Kind of butter, kind of cream. I'm not sure. Everyone's just like getting clotted cream and putting it on stuff.
It weirded me out. I couldn't do it. That and the other thing, the other spread they had in London when we went.
Marmite.
It was bad.
Is that what it's called?
Vegemite.
Yeah, clabbering milk is actually sour fermented raw milk. That's actually, some people say it's good.
Weird.
Now what is
they
butter?
Let the milk sit out to sour and think.
To think.
They compare it to yogurt because of the sour taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you make buttermilk? Just keep stirring butter and making butter milk?
Yeah.
Mm. Or melt it?
I don't know. Google it out.
I already have
three things I'm Googling over here.
You're the OG.
Jenna's Google is going to break because we're asking way too many questions.
You're over Google.
Buttered milk is when you leave milk out for about 32 hours and then you keep it at a temperature of 84 degrees.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. And then, sir, you will have your butter.
You have your butter.
Of course. Yes.
Thank you, Jason.
I know, I got you, bro.
See, that's why I like kicking things around with friends.
Just straight off the top of the dome right there.
Ever Googled anything?
I don't need Google. I got y'all.
Yeah, we here.
What?
I'm learning about clabbered milk. It's crazy. Eventually, if you let it ferment long enough, clabbered milk separates into curds and whey.
There you go.
Curds and whey. There we go. Right there.
Also,
Look at
Little Miss Muffet.
Right.
Sat on
curds
a tub
and
eating her
eating
curds
clabbered
and whey.
Milk
whey.
It became curds and whey.
How about that?
Little Miss Muffet, gross.
Take that to school with you, children.
Not the same as spoiled milk. Anyway, okay, y'all can Google that, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to quit looking now.
But at least we found out.
Which is a.k.a. cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love cottage cheese.
Same. It's one of those things. I wish I could eat.
I can't eat that.
Okay, large curd.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's go to cheese.
Uh-huh.
Blue cheese, which I have some olives in the back filled with blue cheese.
Rolls into work this morning, popping blue cheese olives like they're lifesavers.
Ooh,
he puts one in my nose. He's like, you want one?
That's my new crack.
I love them.
I'm telling you. Is that mold? Blue cheese?
Cheese is mold, right?
All cheese
is mold.
It's, I guess.
And
but mold we can eat. Because not all, all no, we shouldn't eat all mold.
I shouldn't go up in my attic where it's been raining and just get some mold and start
eating. No, that'd be bad.
Get a good spoon of
mold. Definitely don't do that, please.
cheeses are super mold because they're super aged. Yeah.
So to recap, spoiled milk, can drink it. You'll be okay. Just tastes really bad. Mold from the attic. Stay away from that bad
And
boy
curds of whey, good thing.
Curds
I
away.
I like squishing the curds between my teeth.
That's right, you do.
Let's change it up.
All right, let's do some new music real quick.
All right.
Because we've been, we saw it, we see you asking for this, BTS fans. BTS has a new song with Steve Aoki. It's called Wasted on Me. Now, Steve Aoki, a guy.
Is that a guy named Steve that sings karaoke?
No, he's that DJ, dude. He's got the long hair, Asian guy.
Got it.
And this is their first song completely in English.
Huh.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. Thanks for to Steve Aoki.
Bring it up. If you're going to waste your time, waste it on me.
Well, you're not feeling that lyric, Kelly?
Okay. No, it's good.
Yeah. Pretty good. And the guys, I think only one of them can speak English fluently.
Yeah, we had the lyric video playing, so I was trying to read along.
But you can actually, you can tell that they worked hard on that song. Also, Mumford & Sons, where have they been?
Right.
They just released a new song called If I Say. The folky sound.
This is actually their second single off the new album they've released. Okay. They released another one a couple weeks ago called Guiding Light, I believe. That's more upbeat and more Mumford sounding.
This didn't really sound like them. You gotta change that a little bit,
the folky. But I think that new album comes out in a couple weeks. Maybe in a week or two. Yeah.
I love Mumford & Sons, so I'll definitely take a listen to the whole album.
Alright.
So yeah, you got some new music from Steve Aoki and BTS. Mumford & Sons got some. We have some Christmas music coming out, but for Jenna, we'll wait until after Halloween.
That's fine. I'm not going to be a Grinch. Okay, I'm going to get into it.
We got some. John Legend's got Silver Bells. He has a new Christmas album. He does all the classics. And he changed it up for Silver Bells.
Silver Bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Sped it up a little bit.
I like.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Hey, John Legend. Not bad.
I like that.
Upbeat version of that bad boy right there.
Dude,
Gwen Stefani did Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Last year or a new one?
She's
just doing Christmas music too. Didn't she do a Christmas album last year? I remember it was a big.
She probably just wants to re-release if it is the same one. I think it's new.
I think when you're with Blake, every year is Christmas.
That's right, Al. No Blake on this song, by the way. And our friends Pentatonix.
Yeah.
They covered NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays for us. And remember, with Pentatonix, every sound you hear, that's coming out of their mouth.
That's right.
No instruments with them.
That's right.
I lied. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for the Christmas yet.
She wasn't ready, but it sounds good.
So, I just need a few days.
John Legend, Gwen Stefani, Pentatonix, bringing us some Christmas music. So if you want to get into the spirit, there you go. And let's give away some money.
Yeah.
In the bank. Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Last year, this time, it was about Despacito. This year, just wants to eat his burrito. Beat the bank.
Well played. Well played.
Beat the bank.
What's up, Steve?
What's up?
Welcome to the show, sir. You are caller number 11. That's what we were looking for.
Yay!
Yeah, buddy.
Way to go, Stevie.
What you doing now, Steve?
I'm a truck driver. I'm heading down to Atlanta right now. Just over.
What you hauling, dog?
Some stuff for Lowe's.
Oh, I got some trash bags in my truck that I need to take back to Lowe's. Can I drop them off for you and you give me my $8 back? I got the receipt.
If you can make it up to Alabama. Just...
Yeah. There you go, buddy.
Roll Tide.
He'll be there in a second, Steve.
All right, bro.
By the way, every guy should have a friend named Steve.
Yeah.
We all need a guy named Steve.
That drives a truck.
Yeah, in your career.
Drives a big truck.
You definitely need that.
My man.
Yeah, we're the cool ones.
You are the cool one, bro. Now, which vault did you decide to go with, Steve?
54.
54. All right, let's step up to vault number 54.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Artificial.
Password.
Yes, sir.
Accepted.
Yes, sir. All right, you have gained access into your vault, Steve. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we play the game.
Stevie, you step into the vault. You're going to hear our banker holler at dollar amounts are going to increase. You need to say stop before the vault door closes. That's pretty much the only rule, sir. If you don't, the vault door's going to close and you're not going to get anything. It's kind of like hauling an empty truck. I think they call that deadheading. Uh-huh. Do you understand the rules that have come out of my mouth?
Yes, sir.
My man. All right.
All right, Steve. Go with your gut feeling, man. Hopefully you win a bunch of money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$130. $220. $260. $320. $380. $460. $530. $600. $630. $700.
$700.
There you go.
Steven, I was nervous.
Way to go, Steve.
Steven. $700 for you, sir. What are you going to do with that money, Steve?
My car is in desperate need of some fixing.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Let us hear that horn in that 18-wheeler, man.
Hold on.
Weak horn.
Don't you make that weak horn?
What?
Judgy Al over there, Steve. I like your horn, bro. It's all good, man. Hold on for us, Steve. We'll get you set up with your $700.
Let's see how high it would have gone.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you.
Just for fun, I forgot.
$750. $870.
You definitely got most of it, Steve. Congratulations on your $700. Get that car fixed, my man, and you'll be safe on the road. All right, buddy?
I still owe you arm wrestling. You know that, right?
Hmm? Oh, we got an arm wrestle?
Yeah. You came down for running up the chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas!
Let's go, man. Come on. Next time you're around town, hit me up, and we'll get it going, and you can beat me at arm wrestling, because you're probably good.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good one. Thank
you. All right, Steve. Good to talk to you again. Good, sir. There goes Steve, winning $700 with Beat the Bank Extreme. Another password headed your way in about 35 minutes. But coming up next, all about stunning Jenna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This has been a great week. Thank you, guys. I've waited a decade for compliments like this.
It's time for Jenna's That's What I Like. What do you have for us this week, Jenna?
It is another new song. I know we were doing some new music, something else that came out today that I'm into. I'm really in the mood for cheap clothes and online shopping lately, so I'm going to hook you up with a website, some quality television shows I've been into, and an app that will keep your relationships and families organized.
All right.
Hmm.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for That's What I Like with Jenna Owens. You got something cool for us this week, Jenna?
I had a few things. No snacks, so I'm just going to get that out of the way.
No treats today.
I know I can normally only keep y'all's attention when I feed you, and that's fair. I just didn't have anything today, so I didn't want to force it.
Okay. All right.
Don't force feed us.
You know, I've been giving y'all snacks the last few times.
You treat us right.
Well, like always,
though. Got us used to it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right? Sorry about that. Maybe I'll bring you some Halloween candy next week or something.
I
should have used Al's blue cheese olives.
No.
As my
that
segment.
Reminds me.
They're in the fridge, Al.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start it off how I do every time with a new song. And I wanted to do something. There's a lot of songs I'm into, but sometimes I like very new songs. As in, came out today when new music comes out. And so Rudimental is a group that you may not have heard of, but you've heard of them. One of those that you're like, oh, wait, they do songs with Ed Sheeran. And they did Lay It On Me featuring Ed Sheeran years ago, and that kind of gave them a big break. But they work with tons of very popular artists. They're kind of like a drumming group. Anyway, so they have a song with a guy who I really like some of this guy's songs, and I had never really heard of him before, but I've heard some of the songs. His name's Tom Walker, and this is a song that just came out today. His album doesn't come out till March of next year, but this song's called Walk Alone.
I'll be your shelf, I'll be your home. For a while, might not understand it, but I can try to make you smile when you're in a black place. Need a shoulder you can cry on. I got you, baby. You're in trouble. I got you, baby. Nothing that I wouldn't do, baby.
Yeah, his name's Tom Walker.
I like
that
name.
But he has some other songs that are really excellent, so that maybe you've heard before, but this one's just super new. So, but Tom Walker, yeah, he's Scottish.
Okay.
He's 26. He's Scottish. And,
I like the name, Tom Walker. It's like your State Farm guy or something.
Tom Walker.
Tom Walker.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, give me a call.
Yeah.
Tom Walker.
Hey, I'm Tom Walker. Give me a call.
All your insurance needs.
Hey, how you doing? Tom Walker.
I trust you, Tom Walker.
Yeah, right.
So I know you heard me talk about this the other day, but then sometimes people don't always hear everything we discuss, so I'm going to repeat it.
I don't hear conversations that go on in this room sometime, Jenna.
That's true. Because a lot of people have been writing me after our new show conversation the other day, saying, Jenna, you have to watch The Haunting of Hill House. Well, I crushed that one. Yes, I've seen it. It's excellent. I told you about the Jonah Hill, Emma Stone, Justin Theroux show on Netflix called Maniac.
Mm-hmm.
Maniac is so good that I finished it in a day and a half, and it's 10 episodes, and it's so good that it's still with me to a point that I want to go back and watch it again. So I highly recommend it. It's about the premise of this, and there's no spoilers here. Two strangers are drawn to a mysterious pharmaceutical trial, and they both have their own issues, right? Jonah has some mental issues, and so does Emma Stone. So you're kind of figuring out what's going on and why they're kind of both a mess. But they are drawn to this pharmaceutical trial run by a very crazy Justin Theroux that will, with no side effects, solve all of their problems permanently.
Oh.
Right? So they go for this trial to take this medicine. But these scenes and some of these episodes on the show are so funny because they are transported into these dream sequences where they are in a relationship and they are, you know, with different accents in a different time period. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool. I really love the show.
Maniac.
Yes, which brings me to another show that's not out yet, but I just ordered the book online.
Yeah.
If you saw A Quiet Place, the John Krasinski movie, Emily Blunt.
Oh, they can't talk because of the monsters.
Right. So I don't know if you've seen the trailer for a new Netflix movie coming out. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to see it until December 21st. Does not seem like a feel-good holiday film, but it's called Bird Box, and it's starring Sandra Bullock.
Yes, I saw the...
Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I saw a clip of it this morning.
The reason it's getting comparisons to A Quiet Place is it's kind of the opposite of A Quiet Place, but in the same way. So there is something going on that's ending the world, but if you see the monsters, you kill yourself in a really horrible way.
Oh.
So you don't want to look at the monster.
I don't want to
look at everyone's in hiding. And so, you know, you see a lot of images of Sandra Bullock with her eyes covered and she's trying to take her kids, but you cannot look at anything because apparently if you see it, then horrible things happen. So it looks so interesting. Tons of superstars are in on this, too. Sarah Paulson, who's one of my favorites on American Horror Story. But anyway, yeah, you're going to have to wait a minute. But I ordered the book because I thought, you know what? If I have to wait till December 21st, I'm going to read this book this weekend and see how good it is. So I'll keep you posted on that. But it looks great. I just wanted to get you excited about something I'm looking forward to.
All right.
Okay, an app. I told you I had a new app for you, and it looks awesome. Now, I don't have a lot of people in my life that I have to schedule my life around, but I know that you guys definitely do.
Oh, yeah.
So there's an app called Poppins, like Mary Poppins with a Z. Poppins. Uh-huh. And it's iMessage meets Cluster meets Google Calendar meets Lists. So it's actually quite simple. That sounds like there's a lot going on there, but it's really cool. You can have all of your family members on it. There's notes in there that you can share, so it's updated together. It's really organized. You can have separate calendars, or you know, if you have a list for your nanny or things that you want, you know, you got to pick up the kids. I mean, I know, like, Kelly has so much going on. Yeah. I know a lot of people have a lot going on, and I've been trying to get on top of my own life because I stood up a friend for dinner the other night because I had two things planned and didn't have it written down. So
whoopsies,
we're busy. But yeah, this thing's really cool. It's called Poppins. So
Poppins.
I recommend it. I downloaded it just to look at it. It looks awesome. So I recommend it if you have a lot of people in your family. And then I told you about some cheap, cute clothes. I have maybe mentioned this website a long time ago. Don't judge me when I tell you certain websites. I think most girls know you get on these websites for cheap clothes. The first few outfits you see might be like, yuck. What's that latex dress? Yeah, like what is that $30 outfit? Well, there's a website called Pretty Little Thing. And a lot of the stuff is $30. And I'm really into cheap sweaters right now. I give you cheap coats, cheap sweaters. I've been ordering sweaters and coats from here. They're super cute, super cheap. Some of the stuff, it can be a little too sexy. You're going to look at it and be like, no, Jenna, gross.
Never.
But just scroll because they have thousands of items. And I'm always trying to hook you up with cheap, cute things.
Cheap is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Solid.
That's all I got.
Got some music from Rudimental. You got Bird Box, if you want to check out a scary movie coming to Netflix. Maniac is the show Jenna's into.
Love it.
Poppins, if you want to get your life together with a
Poppins.
Z. And Pretty Little Thing.
Yes.
The website where you can
Don't
buy some cheap clothes.
Don't judge the sexy dresses. Well, I mean, sometimes you want a cheap, sexy dress.
But
yeah, because once you wear it once, you can't wear it again.
Exactly.
You've already made your statement, so you just need to ball it up and throw it away.
There you go. But we're going to transition now from what Jenna likes to what Jenna should like. So Jenna was going on and on about this dude outside that was extremely attractive.
Jenna was going on
this
and on.
Is
I mean, Justin was.
Justin.
Sorry about that.
I haven't laid eyes on it.
So Justin was going off about this guy and how good looking he was. And we're like, yeah, whatever. So I went outside to see for myself and yep.
You backed up.
Justin was all about it.
That's a man.
Where'd he go?
He works across, so he had to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, Justin. Let me turn you on. Turn on your microphone, I mean.
You've already turned him on.
Yeah, I'm on, yeah.
Yeah, Justin, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, man.
What was he doing over
he
here?
He was tall. He was just walking by. He really didn't want a tour or a picture with y'all. He was
curious and stopped to listen for a while.
He was curious, and I saw him walking by, and I was like, okay, cutie, you want a tour too? Like, come on and join this tour with me. So we come in, we're walking around, and find out that he is a business consultant, and he's constantly traveling, and he is tall. I'm going to say 6'1", bicep. Dresses well, beautiful teeth, nice guy.
Wow. Yeah. In fact, I would give him, he's probably, I'm 6'1", and he was a little bit taller than me, Jenna, so he's probably more 6'2", 6'3", and I would say probably has about 6% body fat.
And I would say he's a great guy.
Yeah, so he's into that fit lifestyle like you are.
Now, are y'all familiar with the definition of the word retire?
Oh.
Yeah, definitely are, but are you...
Might be wanting to pull you out of retirement.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get out of retirement for a minute.
You got to go back to work, Jenna.
Yeah. Got to work, bro.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know that normally, yes, trusting Justin is a 50-50, but in this one, he was correct.
He was good. A tall glass of water ready to hydrate all of you.
What color hair would his face look like?
He had...
Who do you compare him to?
White dude.
If you look up,
I'd say Ryan Reynolds-y.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of hair, like short, light brown hair. He got that like strong jaw looking face.
He sounds uncomfortable to lay on. 6% body fat and not a strong jaw.
But great to climb on, Jenna. But great to climb on.
Yeah. I want someone that's comfy to lay on.
You got Brooklyn and Sheets.
You got a chocolate
sheets.
Treat that's comfy to lie on right here, Jenna.
You want dad bod?
Yeah.
6% body fat is a little scary.
Have you noticed something? Have you noticed that before, like two days ago,
so thirsty.
Jenna was throwing herself at Al, and Al was not about it. But now that Jenna has Captain America coming into her life, Big Al Mack is all about Jenna.
Now it's a challenge.
This is what happens, ladies.
Ask the guy if he wants to go to the Halloween party with me this weekend.
I can't because he left.
He's gone.
I know.
Go
I wish. You know what? He told me the business where he works. So
go get him.
Okay. I'm going right now.
Just to take a photo of it.
Did we potentially get you out of retirement, baby?
Yeah, I will be right back.
Y'all be in this way. I'm going to trust y'all.
So that was on our Kid Nation Extra, which is a segment we do after the show. God. We post it online
what's
on
about to
Facebook.
Right now?
And Justin did leave the office. Hi, Justin. You're back in here.
Hello. So I got his name, and I got where he worked, and I stopped him, and I found him, ruined his meeting. He was probably selling something.
You walked into the meeting?
I sure did. I walked in. I said, Danny, I have something to tell you.
Danny.
Oh, I thought you said daddy.
I mean,
you sound like daddy. Yeah.
I said, I have a surprise for you.
Sure.
Danny,
here at the show. So come over.
You're trying to set us up.
So come over tomorrow in the morning.
I'm so glad I didn't shower.
You look figure out what the surprise is. And I brought him.
Oh,
here he is. Danny, you beautiful man. Look at him. Looking like he's perfect for The Bachelor. Oh, my God. He's gorgeous.
Danny. Come here, Danny.
You can stand next to me.
Jenna's blushing.
I'm sorry, Danny.
Jenna's red. Yes, thank you.
Jenna's red.
Good morning. Danny, you're wonderful looking.
Thank you. You are turning red, actually.
I'm sorry. Awkward.
That's Danny.
Isn't he hot, Jenna?
Yeah, he looks great.
Thank Jenna can't even talk.
I can talk. I'm fine.
It's embarrassing.
Did you hear our compliments for you, Danny?
I did just hear all those compliments. Yes, thank you.
Well, the men on the show are in love with you.
And I have to say, it was a compliment for another straight man to say. Yeah. It's a good looking guy.
I got you, bro. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You have a very strong jawline, Danny.
There it is.
Yes.
Two of them, actually.
You know, I work on it a lot.
So, first impressions here?
I just want to lay the stage for everyone right now. I have a dirty ponytail and a scrunchie and a gorgeous Halloween sweatshirt on.
All right.
But then yesterday you said I don't feel like I look my best right now, so
right.
Bring back.
I don't look like my best at work ever.
Well, you know what? You're getting the worst out of the way early.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
It's all
this is me.
Uphill?
This is it's all uphill.
We'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, a lot of the guys in the office are chatting, and they want to know what your teeth are awesome. So what's your teeth regimen?
Brushing,
just brushing,
mostly.
Huh?
Yeah. Floss, right?
Yeah.
Like
brushing
they tell you to do. Yeah, just good general oral hygiene.
What are you looking for in a woman?
Yeah,
are you married?
Well, so yes, I am
there
married.
There we go.
Oh, no!
I gotta ask it right out of the gate. Justin, you didn't look?
No, I thought I looked. I thought I looked.
I mean, I do wear
it's
a
right
ring.
There.
I didn't look.
Y'all are slacking. They give me the hardest time about not dating. So yesterday they were like, we found this gorgeous man outside and we want to introduce you. And you guys both met him and spoke to him for a while and didn't know he was married.
I don't know. I forget about the ring thing.
Yeah.
He was staring into his eyes.
Looked at his finger and I didn't see the ring. But I guess I looked at the right hand, not the left hand.
Is that a pill killer, Jenna?
But look at his
finger. Why do you think that's the first personal question I ask him out of the gate? Yes, I respect his relationship.
It's a smart question, Jenna. Smart question.
It's a good question to ask.
I thought I'd go ahead and ask. In the dating world,
I think.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry, Jenna.
That's okay.
Why do you have to be married?
You know what? I'll think about it. Maybe I'll think about it.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy married. Been married 15 years.
Wow. Uh-huh. Good.
Yes.
Wow.
Shout out to my wife, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Any kids?
Two kids.
Okay.
Yeah, two girls. But I will say,
he's in deep, guys.
Exactly. That's the line of questioning is how deep are you in it? Right?
Uh-huh. No, married is the ender.
Yeah. Well, you're lost, Jenna, but my pickup here, so if you want to have a couples thing going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. We should do that.
Oh, you mean like play dates and double dates?
Yeah, there you go. You got a new dude friend out of it.
A bromance.
I've got a good single guy friend, though, that I think might work.
This is the thing. I was being polite and humoring them. I'm retired for dating.
I heard.
Yeah. Till next
year. Well, until February,
it was a rough year. Till maybe.
Yeah.
Till February.
Right.
But you know what? Yes. If it's the right person, they say it happens when you're not looking, right,
exactly.
Danny?
Uh-huh. It is.
Yeah. I'm happily single. Don't feel bad about being married.
But you also
married.
Left the door cracked open.
I did. I said to the guys, I don't want to shoot down their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they single? Find a good looking guy, I don't want to, or a guy they think would be a good match for me, I don't want to reject y'all.
Danny, compare your single friend to yourself.
Yeah. Are you 6% body fat,
I'm
by the way?
I'm not. What, thank you, close? Though, for oh. that. Not even close. It's higher. I don't know exactly.
7? Okay.
6.5.
Yeah, 6.5 maybe. But no, it was nice compliments, and I thank you. But to compare myself to my friend, he is generally the same age, uh-huh. mid-30s.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. In shape.
Okay.
Single.
Is he married?
A beard, a short beard.
Oh, gentlemen like beards?
Yep. He is not married.
Is he emotionally available?
Yes, he is.
Oh, look at that. All right.
Okay.
I've just learned that's my second question I asked. But usually they lie.
Is he busy this weekend?
I think he's in town, actually.
Oh, look at that.
So he travels a lot.
Ex-military.
He's available for Halloween, Jenna. That's what he's going as. Available.
It's a costume.
There you go.
Good effort, you guys. Good effort. Thank you for humoring them and coming in anyway.
Absolutely.
The girls in the office want to know if they could eat cereal out of your dimples, Danny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think no one asked that, Jason.
Depends on the cereal.
Kid Nation, go to Kid Nation TV and look at him. He's got a sleeve and a big old chest. Ooh, so hard. Oh, my God. He is here.
It's
oh, my
not
God.
Okay.
This
you
man
can,
is
you
gorgeous.
Grab someone's food.
He's eye candy.
You just can't do
him.
That.
Sorry. Danny's uncomfortable with that.
We're friends. We've been texting each other.
Okay. I don't think he asked for you to grab his pectoral muscle then.
Was it okay, Danny?
I'll decide. I think the statute of limitations is 2 years or something.
Yeah. You got time.
You decide when you feel like it's right, Danny.
Well, thanks
you
for coming
what, Danny,
in, Danny.
I'm just sorry about all of it. The whole thing.
Thank you for coming by, though, man. It was really
absolutely,
cool of you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
Well done, guys.
Sorry for your loss, Jenna.
Next time you want to check the ring.
Jenna, this could be opening the door to the real relationship, which would be the beard guy.
We learned a new lesson, too. We need to look at the finger.
Yeah. If you had looked at the finger, you wouldn't have brought him into the room. We wouldn't have found out about beard guy.
Beard guy, see?
Beard guy.
It was meant to be, Danny.
It was meant to be.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming in, Danny.
Thank you for coming in. Sorry Justin ruined your meeting yesterday, too.
That's all good.
And touched you inappropriately. For everything, basically.
No.
Yeah.
And coming up next, we do have the Showbiz Top 5, Danny. We're going to catch you up with everything in Hollywood.
Ariana Grande finally made the big announcement of her tour dates. And when you turned 32, did you do anything special?
No, I didn't.
Celebrities think about what I did love last year. To throw parties for themselves. And I'll tell you what Drake did for his 32nd in the Showbiz Top 5.
And we'll be a little late with the password, but we got you on that, too, for Beat the Bank Extreme next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Get your sexy home. If you hook up, use Protexion. Beat the bag.
Extreme.
Beat the bag.
Mommy, who's my dad? I don't know, a clown or something?
Oh, no.
People will make more mistakes this weekend because of the mask, the getup, whatever, the costume. Oh, yeah. You have no idea who you're hooking up with. Be careful this weekend.
All right.
You don't know who's behind that makeup and all that stuff.
What if you're attracted to their essence?
Yeah. Okay. Their personality,
personality.
Right. Okay. That's what it's about.
All right.
Come on now.
Just saying. Ask for a picture. Ask for the Instagram while you got them so you can see what they look like without the weekend.
Not nice.
No. You need to take a picture of what you look like without all that stuff on with you.
And carry it along?
Carry it with you.
Okay.
Wear it like what Flavor Flav, having a clock right around your chest. This is what I really look like.
Identification.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to know. We need to know these things.
I can't wait.
Halloween tips from Big Al Mac right there. All right. Ariana, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Do you like Ariana or Ariana?
Ariana.
We'll go with Ariana. Perfect. What are you up to right now? You sound like you're in the office.
No, I'm actually hiding in the bathroom waiting for my kids.
Let us hear the toilet flush.
Wow.
Yep. She's in the bathroom.
Don't you love hiding out in the bathroom? I do that at parties all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. There's nowhere to hide away from my kids, so.
Yeah, you just need a minute or 30.
When I get home from work.
Just sit in there.
If the kids are home when I get home from work, I tend to go in the bathroom for at least 10 minutes.
And daddy's got a tummy ache.
Yeah, I tell the kids, daddy's going to go poop. But I'm not. I'm just on my, playing Golf Clash. It's all good. All right, Ariana, which vault did you decide to go with?
I picked 57.
Vault number 57. Okay, let's step up to that vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Reality.
Password accepted.
And boy, doesn't that reality hit you real hard when you become a parent, huh, Ariana?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right, well, you have gained access into the vault. Congratulations. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game.
Okay, so the banker's going to just start shouting out some dollar amounts. They're going to go up and up and up. Not sure how high he's going to go. Could be all the way to $1,000, but all you have to do is say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. If you don't say stop and the vault shuts, you get nothing.
Awesome.
Deal. Perfect. All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's walk out of that bathroom a little bit richer, Ariana.
There you
let's
go.
See how we do.
Okay.
Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Wow.
I thought you were going. You can't do that.
Hey.
You said, let's play, and then you paused.
Not the first time you've been early, huh?
All right. Let's play. Beat the bank.
Do it that time.
Oh, my God.
$140. $230. $300. $360. $470. $490. $550. $590. $640. $720.
Okay, stop.
Yep.
Okay,
stop.
$720
for Ariana.
Way to go.
I can tell you're a really calm mom, too. Okay, guys, stop.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, you probably don't yell at them too much.
Okay,
well done.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, guys, please stop doing that.
Yeah,
congratulations, Ariana. What are you going to do with
$720? It's not fun. We just had to get our septic pump. I'm actually just going to pay that bill.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's life.
Yeah. You know, if it helps fix something at the house, we're down for that.
Absolutely.
So glad we did it just for fun, Ariana. Let's see how high it would have gone.
800.
Not bad.
840. 910.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart move. You might have been fooled into thinking it's going all the way and lost everything.
That's what I was
going
to say. Exactly that, Kelly. You're right. Ariana, congratulations. You got $720.
Awesome.
You used that money and have a wonderful day with the kids today, okay?
Thank you.
Thank right. you. Well played. We got another round headed your way next week with Beat the Bank Extreme. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with that password. And coming up next, let's get that Feel Good Friday going.
All right.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know why you're smiling going into the week in Kid Nation. What went down this week that got you feeling good? Or what are you looking forward to doing next week? We actually got a nice little Halloween story for you. A feel-good Friday Halloween story is headed your way next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation.
And that shit make you feel
good. We want to feel good this morning. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us why you're smiling going into the weekend. We actually have a story that's making us smile, and it's going to make you smile, Jenna, because you're a big Halloween fan.
Interested.
So there's a 4-year-old kid in Illinois named Sonny Mead, who was born with a condition that causes the bones in your skull to fuse prematurely. And he was going to miss Halloween this year because he has to have another surgery. But someone heard about it, got 26 other neighbors to pretend it was Halloween so he could go trick-or-treating early. This woman who organized it and Sonny's grandmother actually got together and did that for him.
He wasn't going to be able to trick-or-treat, and I just, as a mom, could not let that happen. The response was just overwhelming.
So he thinks today is Halloween. Up until today, he was going to be Spider-Man, and then he decided that he wanted to be Superman because he wants superpowers.
This is his favorite holiday, and so when we found out that they were doing it, we just thought it was absolutely amazing for the people that care so much about somebody we care so much about.
How cool is that?
That is awesome.
So he has no idea. He thinks it's just Halloween. He's not missing. Everything's going to go fine.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
Nice little feel good. Speaking of Halloween, we have one here from the text.
Okay.
Aaron wrote us and said, my son asked me to make him a Venom mask.
Oh,
sent
cool.
all the photos. I documented the process in case any of you were interested. And I'm looking at this, and it looks like a professionally made Venom mask.
With the tongue hanging out and
yeah,
everything.
Kelly, it's so good. That's one of the
ew.
Steps.
Ew.
We might have to pull these and put them up at KidNation.com. Because
good job, but ew.
Well done. I mean, the tongue's all floppy and everything. Got it all red. Got the even texturized the tongue.
I never went to see it.
The
I
the
love
movie?
Tom Hardy. Everyone said the movie was terrible.
Yeah. You don't want to ruin that.
Right.
Relationship.
No, that's your boy right there. Let's go to the phones. Ayla? Ayla?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. You have a feel-good Friday for us?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What is it?
After Halloween, my grandma's from Evanston's going to visit for the first time, and that makes me feel really good.
Your grandma's coming to visit for the first time?
Okay.
In Kansas.
In Kansas? Well, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a lot of fun with grandma,
yep.
okay?
Okay.
Because you know grandma's always going to bring some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Take you shopping a little bit, maybe buy you a toy or
something. Grandma lets you get away with anything.
Yeah, grandma always lets you do stuff.
No, my grandma used to drag me around the antique malls.
Oh, really?
Oh. All day.
Really? Oh, man, my grandma would take me and bought me toys. Took me and got my ears pierced once.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be a cool grandma.
What grandma you have?
She always wanted a granddaughter?
Well, no, but I...
You're the granddaughter I never had, Jay.
I love you, Bridget.
I had the same with my parents. If I got, I think it was 100% on this test, I would be able to pierce my ears, and I got it. And my mom was like, nah, I was just kidding. But my grandma said, no, you made a promise. So she took me.
Hmm.
And got my ears pierced.
My grandma used to take me to PTA convention. I'd do a speech every year in front of thousands of people.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What you got going on?
I just got engaged Wednesday.
Congratulations!
That's exciting.
How'd he do it?
So he had to trick me. It was our 1 year anniversary for dating, and he tricked me and says, let's go eat some Cane's. Well, let's eat in the parking lot because it's super busy.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't throw me off guard whatsoever. So we're eating, and his grandmother calls, says, I left my keys in your pocket, and I need you to come back. Well, whenever we came back, she's like, ha-ha, I tricked y'all. She got us a cake that said happy anniversary. Well, I wasn't paying attention. I went and sat in the living room with the family, and he, all of a sudden, they put on the song, Marry Me by Jason Derulo, and as soon as he says, will you marry me on the song, he slid around the corner and got down on one knee.
Aww. He slid around the corner!
Aww. But did you get to finish your Cane's?
Oh, Kelly.
No, I didn't. That was the worst part.
You gotta go back.
Yeah.
Now you have a lifetime.
Now that's the place to celebrate.
Yeah. It's a lifetime getting Cane's with them. Congratulations, Haley.
Thank you.
What's your fiance's name?
His name is Jarek. It's Jeff. Very different. It's like Jared with a K.
Like Jarek.
Yeah, Jarek.
Like a mix of Jared and Derek.
Yeah, that's Jarek right there. Well played, good sir.
Way to go, Jarek.
That's how we do right
have
there.
Have fun planning the wedding.
Congrats, Haley.
Aww.
And from the beginning of a marriage, let's go to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, KC, Jenna, Kelly, Miguel. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's your feel-good Friday?
Well, I'm on the opposite spectrum of the last caller because as of today, officially 1 week, I am divorced, so I'm ecstatic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Equally congratulate the happy divorce.
So how'd you guys do it?
How did you do it?
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.